I rolled some clay into a long shape and stuffed it inside my underwear. I kept adjusting it until nothing showed from any angle. But I wasn't playing a prank. I was about to go swimming with kids I just met. Nobody noticed a thing, and I even won the fight against the boys. Lisa quietly took me to the woods. She covered my eyes and gave me a soft little kiss. I'd never felt so satisfied. That night I put the clay in a jar and kept it like a souvenir. Compared to my little sister, who was cute and sweet, I was skinny with short hair. To everyone else, I looked just like a boy, so I fit right in with the boys. I was pretty good at soccer. I even learned to spit on the ground like them. Lisa couldn't take her eyes off me. She walked over at halftime and handed me water. My mom was happy I'd made a friend who was a girl. She gave me a house key, so I could come and go whenever I wanted to hang out with Lisa. When I got back to my room, I swapped out the pink keychain for a white one. I always naturally sat right next to Lisa. Lisa got picked for a dare. The boys told Lisa to pass her gum to me to keep chewing. I took the gum from Lisa without a second thought. The boys shouted with excitement. One day, Lisa came straight to my house to find me. Lisa asked my sister if Mick was home. My sister had no idea Mick was the boy name I'd given myself. My sister cleverly sent her away. But she also realized I was hiding a big secret. When I got home with my parents, she pulled me aside and told me Lisa had come by to keep her from telling Mom and Dad. I promised to take her out to play every day. And she ended up making friends her own age, too.
Deine Sœur, mon frère, une grande sœur. Ah, moi j'ai un grand frère et je trouve que c'est mieux.
My sister didn't care whether I was her brother or her sister. She just knew I would always protect her.
Tout le monde avait peur de lui et toutes les filles, elle aimait. Et lui, il aimait personne, il aimait que moi.
Sometimes my sister would trim my hair for me. I told her not to cut too much, or Mom would notice. I used my hair to pretend I had a big beard. At dinner, Mom asked what she'd been up to outside. My sister happily said she'd had a water fight with a big brother named Mick. My sister and I looked at each other and smiled. It was a secret that belonged only to us. The new school year was coming up fast. Lisa told me she couldn't find my name on the student list. I made up an excuse that I'd just transferred and hadn't had time to register yet. Lisa wished we could be in the same class. I was scared of the day my lie would fall apart. A few days later, my sister tripped and got hurt. She held back her tears and didn't say a word. A friend told me a boy had pushed her down. I tackled him in a rage and demanded he apologize to my sister right then and there. Back home, I gently cleaned my sister's wound and drew a little heart on her arm. But things were far from over. That boy actually showed up at our door with his parents.
M'a dit que c'est votre fils qui avait fait ça.
I told my mom I was Mick. Mom forced herself to hold it together, promised him she'd deal with me, and made me apologize on the spot. After they left, Mom turned to me with tears in her eyes.
T'as dit à tout le monde que t'étais un garçon? T'as menti? Et t'as entraîné ta sœur là-dedans? Pourquoi t'as fait ça?
My mom choked up and didn't know what to say. I ran back to my room in tears. I had protected my sister, but instead of praise, I got nothing. Dad told me not to be upset with Mom, but the fear of having my secret exposed made me want to pack up and run all over again. My sister quietly climbed into my bed and told me jokes she'd seen on TV. She held on to me through that whole rough night. The next morning, Mom handed me a dress and told me to put it on and go apologize to the boy again. Once he found out I was actually a girl, the boy had no interest in fighting me anymore. Mom said I had to come clean to Lisa too. There was no way I could keep playing a boy for a whole year. Mom didn't mind me acting like a boy. She wasn't upset about it either. She just didn't want me lying to everyone. But Lisa wasn't home. Mom explained everything to Lisa's mother. When Lisa got back, her mom called her into the kitchen. When she came out, she looked at me with a blank expression. I stared at the ground, not knowing what to say. Lisa turned and walked back to her room. I felt like I'd been completely shut out of her world. I ran into the woods that had given me so much joy. After a long while, I finally took off the dress and hung it from a tree. But my secret spread fast among the other kids. The boys cornered me in the woods. I pressed my back against a tree and cried. Then Lisa came running. She stopped whatever the boys were about to do. Lisa and I looked at each other for a long moment. She kicked me hard, then turned and walked away. I stayed in those woods for a long time. After that, I locked myself inside the house until my mom finally gave birth to my baby brother. I felt a little more grown up than before, but I still kept my short hair and never wore dresses. One day I saw Lisa standing under a tree for a long time. I knew she was waiting for me. She asked my name just like the first time we met, I told her my real name was Laura. She wasn't angry at me for lying anymore. She encouraged me to just be exactly who I am.